I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Forever Dog.
Hi, Adventure-Cateers. It's me, Ben Blacker.
And me, Ben Acker.
The Thrilling Adventure Hour is returning with brand new episodes starting Monday, October 29th, available on all the podcast apps, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google. What do you use for your podcast?
Whatever's on my phone.
Please subscribe to our Patreon page right now so that we can pay for everything and give you great stuff in return. You won't be paying for this episode. This is free.
Gratis.
It's patreon.com/thrillingadventurehour. So we hope you enjoy these new episodes. I'm confident you will.
Then I'm confident that they will. You will. You guys will.
This is Ben Acker.
And Ben Blacker.
See you in hell.
Not if I see you first.
And now, coming to you from Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America, it's the nation's favorite new time podcast in the style of old time radio, The Thrilling Adventure Hour. Recorded live at the Marines Memorial Theater as part of the San Francisco Sketch Fest, tonight's episode, The Cross Time Adventures of Colonel TikTok, starring Craig Kakowski as the bulwark of Her Majesty's Chrono Patrol. Featuring Busy Phillips as his wife Constance, Mark Gagliardi as Queen Victoria, and Paul F. Tompkins and Neil Patrick Harris as Gilbert and Sullivan. Narration by Hal Lublin. Music by Andy Paley and the Andy Paley Orchestra.
The past, the present, the future, these three elements make up time as we know it. But time as we know it is in peril. The timeline is under constant siege by anomalies such as time fissures, switcheroos, and Connecticut Yankee syndrome. Enemies of chronological order include time seditionists, time separatists, and time secessionists. Then there are natural disasters such as time quakes, time slides, and time foons. Only Her Majesty's Chronological Patrol stands between time as we know it and complete chaos. And one man is the pride of the Royal Chrono Patrol. Standing sentry over every century, armed with his trick clock and his sense of duty, he makes history happen on schedule. His name is Colonel TikTok.
Get set to travel through yesterday, you bet. Adventures right round the way. Forget
your cares, cause fun's here to stay.
It's Colonel TikTok time. Take a mind-bending trip to anywhen with the Royal Chrono Patrol. Up is down, squares around, and now is then.
When you travel via time hole,
you'll see that you can meet anyone. Take tea
jolly good
with a till of a hun. Feel free
just sets your watches for fun.
It's Colonel Tick Tock Time.
Ah, lovely. A roaring fire, a cup of tea, a single jammy biscuit. Dear respite from the commotion of one's obligation to her extremely royal majesty. Life's quiet made all the more savory by life's din. Wouldn't you say so, Constance?
Oh, quite so, darling.
Would that this moment could last forever.
Couldn't it, darling?
Oh, you refer to my trick clock. Were I to stretch this moment to an eternity, it would end even sooner.
Oh, would it, darling?
I'm afraid so.
Why is that?
It just would.
I don't see how.
You'll just have to trust me.
All right, darling.
Thank you, darling.
Incoming communication. Incoming communication.
Oh, wouldn't you know, I've not even finished my jammy biscuit, and my trick clock sounds, and I am pressed once more into service for queen, country, and chronological fidelity.
Duty calls.
Literally. Trick clock, activate holographic interface.
Yes, sir.
Greetings, Colonel. Hello, Constance.
Your Majesty.
Your Highness.
Do you mind terribly if I take him away from you once more, Constance?
He was yours first and to the last, Mum.
I'll have him back the moment he leaves, if not sooner. Time is the one luxury we do have. Now, Colonel, you must leave immediately.
I thought time was the one luxury we have.
It is.
Well, then couldn't he leave at any time?
No, I'm afraid not.
No, quite the opposite. Were I to finish this jammy biscuit, I'm certain I would be far too late.
Oh, too true, Tick-Tock. You're needed in the not so very far away, in the England of the 19th century.
Oh, I'll set my trick clock, Mum.
Do hurry, Colonel, for the lives of none but Gilbert and Sullivan hang in the very balance. Ooh.
None shall harm Gilbert nor Sullivan whilst I've breath left to breathe.
It may shall, Colonel. You see, a timer cane has struck 5 million years ago. It swept up a prehistoric man and sent him hurling towards Sullivan's drawing room, where even now in the past, Sullivan and Gilbert attempt to pen another theoretically entertaining light opera.
This primitive man is sure to be in no mood for civility, no matter the matters Sullivan is sure to employ.
Oh, do be careful, my Colonel.
For you, Your Majesty, I shall.
Oh, and pick up some butter.
From the 19th century.
Oh, we do need butter. Surely by the 19th they'd invented it.
All right, trick clock, open time hole.
Yes, Colonel Tick-Tock.
I say, Sullivan, old bean, did you hear something?
Perhaps I did, Mr. Gilbert. Mine ears are full of the sound of my heart's palpitations with the intensity of a ballet big drum beat, quite purposely indeed. For you see, I am riddled with doubt. Perhaps we're barking up the wrong tree with these comic operas and jesting librettos.
Now, surely you're not suggesting that it was your pulse I heard.
Well, perhaps if not mine, then your own.
All I know is the stress of all of this self-doubt is such that were something actually harrowing to occur, I do not know that I would survive it.
Oh, I quite agree. If we only knew whether history would remember us kindly or unkindly.
Yes. Yes, then the mere sound wouldn't send me out of my skin and straight up the wall.
Up the wall, you say, Mr. Gilbert?
Why, Mr. Sullivan, I do say, I so often find myself up said wall that I am considering the installation of a settee there, that I might take my tea in the corner by the ceiling.
That corner there?
It is the nicest of the corners.
A bit narrow for a settee, and it's my only concern.
I will... What? Oh, a crackle! Now I most definitely... certainly heard something.
As did I. Now, should we commensurately SP something, I dare say I might change the topic of conversation away from fanciful furniture in favor of that most potentially useful piece of the parlor, the fainting couch. Look! I daren't, and yet I must. Eek!
Egad!
Eek!
Egad!
A monster! Or is it a man?
Oh, equally monster and man, Arthur Old Bean. Let us attempt to hide within my many vests.
Oh, yes, of course, God.
Another crackling!
Ah!
Fear not, Gilbert and Sullivan, for I am arrived.
Egad!
Eek!
Have you wrought this vile man-beast sorcerer?
Oh, of course not, darling. That's a bally caveman.
A caveman?
Indeed. Homo erectus by the look of him. From prehistory and all that, what?
But how did he get here to early fall of the year 1879?
A terrible time storm in his era. If you just step behind me, love, jolly good. Now, what we need to do is calm the beast. Speak to it in soothing tone, shall we?
All right. You say so. There's a good chap. Frightening us half to death in our already naturally nervous state.
Yes, yes, you're a good chap, a good chap. If fearsome to lay eyes upon like a creature from a penny dreadful come to life.
I must say the two of you are terrible at soothing. Cheeky, you stop playing silly buggers this instant. Doesn't one of you play the violin, the instrument invented to soothe the savage beast?
Why, I do, don't I?
Have at it, then. For what are you waiting?
Well, I'm afraid the self-doubt under which I suffer, in regards to my life's work and success, has been increased by the appearance of this fearful frightener.
Oh, Sullivan. Pray don't be a case for the Bedlam Asylum. Why, you're the one with all of the ability. It is I who should doubt myself, and I do, at all times. And you're wonderful at the violin.
Am I?
Quite.
Gilbert, I shall play the best I have ever in order to save you, for you hold the true talent in our pairing.
It's working. I'll just use my trick clock here to open up another time hole.
Opening time hole.
Would you look at that, Sullivan? A talking watch!
Oh, darling, wait until you see what else it does.
A hole in the very fabrics of time! Sullivan, you simply must see this.
I cannot take my eyes off my violin. It's how I learned to play. I shouldn't even talk. It quite befuddles me and messes me up.
All right, I do apologize. I'll look for the both of us, you silly old man.
Coot.
You can stop playing. He's going back where he belongs.
Oh, I say, it is spectacular.
Now there's a good hunter-gatherer back to the upper Paleolithic with you. Say hello to your cave family.
Closing time hole.
A talking watch.
Like I said. And look, the hole in time is closed, as the watch described.
Then that's done it, Pip-Pip.
That may truly be the most amazing event we Gilbert and Sullivan, who have brought a new crispness and polish to Victorian musical theatre, yet are still plagued with self-doubt, have ever seen.
We would gladly thank you, sir. But what is your name?
My name? In answer to your queries, please pay attention, dearies. A simple quantum theory shall explain. In terms of this production, I'll spare you the deduction and give you introduction just the same. Not John, nor Mick, nor Andy. Not James, Tyrone, nor Sandy. Some people call me Randy, heavens no. A title and a surname, not quite the same as your name. Not just any his or her name. Tally-ho! most trusted by the royal crown. I boast a title of renown, the toast of jolly England town. The name is Colonel TikTok. I man the timeline for the Queen, command her royal time machine. Her lands have always ever been the charge of Colonel TikTok.
Hoorah!
Pip, pip!
Hooray!
Quite so!
A time machine, you say?
I do!
Pray, please don't think us bold. What does the future hold? What does it hold?
You'll know fortune and great fame, go on to critical acclaim, but all your operas sound the same. Sincerely, Colonel TikTok.
May I offer you some tea, Colonel TikTok?
No, thank you, my dear. Were I to have a single cup of tea, history could be changed immeasurably. But that reminds me, I have my own cup waiting for me at home.
Oh, but I have so many questions. How do we die?
A cold and drowning due to heart attack.
Asked and answered?
You did ask. You did
I
ask.
I did. I did it. You answered.
Well, you can foretell our demises, but you won't have any tea, because that would change history.
Oh. Do be quiet, Sullivan. Do we ever find love?
True love? No. But solace in the embrace of a wife? No. And yes. Ish. Now, you must excuse me, my tea is getting cold hundreds of years from now. Trick clock, be a dear and open up one last time hole for today.
Colonel TikTok, aren't you forgetting something?
Oh, yes. Might I borrow some butter?
Okay.
Then that's another day won by my most stalwart soldier, Colonel TikTok!
So cheers! It's been a marvelous trip.
Seems years since I've had quite a pip.
My dears, I trust your lids did a flip. For Colonel TikTok time. A decade, a year might well disappear. A fantastical, magical trick. Once a month here and there, I've got oodles to spare.
That's what makes Colonel TikTok tick. Tock, tick. Hooray for the man of the hour. Parades and gardens of flowers make way
for chronological power.
It's Colonel TikTok
with my trick clock.
Colonel TikTok time. It's Colonel TikTok time. This
has been the Thrilling Adventure Hour podcast. If you like what you've heard, please leave a comment on iTunes. The Thrilling Adventure Hour is written by Ben Acker and Ben Blacker and directed by Aaron Ginsberg. Special thanks to Barry Duryea and Jesse Honig. For show dates, photos, and more information, visit thrillingadventurehour.com. From the oral tradition to the aural tradition, one of the many fine distinctions available from the Thrilling Adventure Hour.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.